Welcome to Sunday Conversation. It's Janae Renee.
And Teddy Reese.
What's going on with you, Teddy?
How's it going? November.
I know.
It's Turkey Day almost here.
Wow, the second week in November. Definitely got to say a happy belated birthday to my mom who celebrated her birthday this past Tuesday. My
happy
mom
birthday,
and my aunt.
Mama.
My mom's a twin.
And auntie.
So, yeah. But I can't believe we in November. I was telling her, I said, well, your birthday cards are going to arrive a little late. Because November kind of crept up on me and I didn't realize it was coming up.
No excuse.
I mean, but
no
she know her daughter. She know me. As long as it gets there, better late than never.
You know, I'm so ready for Thanksgiving.
So I got a dilemma. Did you see my Facebook post the other day? You know, I decided to become a Presbyterian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which basically means that I don't eat any meat anymore. Just seafood.
Well, so, thank you for explaining that.
No problem. I already didn't eat beef or pork. So really the only thing I just gave up is like turkey and chicken. But I didn't really, you know, I'm 3 weeks in right now. I didn't realize I was so close to Thanksgiving. I'm like, how am I going to do
that
it?
That was not a smart decision.
It was not. I should have started at the top of the year. You know, everybody
you done already lost some weight. You can't afford losing more weight
lie.
Today.
That's a lie.
You already a buck five wet.
Add like 25 pounds to that. Whatever. Like, don't do it, Teddy. Don't do it. For these Sunday conversation listeners.
Did you do one of the on the table discussion this week?
I did. I really did. I was going to talk to you about that. It didn't really surprise me, but majority of the people in my group on the table wanted to talk about the youth, and I love that. They wanted to find things for the youth to do to keep them occupied. That was the biggest discussion.
Well, let's talk. We'll talk about that in a few minutes because we got some very amazing guest with us and great guy doing wonderful things here in the community, and I don't want to hold him up because I know he got something to go do.
And you long-winded.
Okay.
You know what, I'm gonna have him pray for you while he's here at the pastor lady. Did you bring your holy oil, pastor? Because she needs something right across her forehead.
I'm gonna send her something on Instagram.
Ooh, thank you kindly. Thank
Lord.
You so much.
Just drowned her in it.
Jesus.
My God. See, because I'm working on keeping the devil out of my presence.
I'm sorry. Go ahead with your amazing introduction. I feel like it was gonna be great. Go ahead.
I messed it up. Now we got Pastor Mays here with us today. Pastor B. Mays, by the way. How you doing, good sir?
Hello, hello.
Wonderful. How are you all doing?
Oh, we are great. We're so excited to have you here with us today and to talk about this turkey giveaway.
Yeah.
Which is
Rise
so
Up
important
weekend.
to our community and such a great thing to do, especially for, you know, some less fortunate families and those that may find themselves in need. And, you know, if we can't support each other as a community, then why are we here, right?
Right.
Absolutely. So I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about that. First of all, I just want to ask, what made you start this event?
Well, the crime and violence really sparked this thing. I saw what was taking place. I saw what was going on with crime and violence and the high rate that we have in the city alone. I believe we're probably up to about 36 or 37 murders
right.
this year so far.
Right.
So I said, well, what is a creative way to do something to bring the city together? Because I believe it's all about unity. We've seen so much division and crime in the city for so long. So he said, well, do a march. The Lord said, do a march, but do a unity march. Not a black thing, not a white thing, but a together thing where we come together, we march as one in unity. Not just march, but we're unified in prayer as well. So I said, well, I don't just want to walk. I don't just want to just pray, but I want to be able to give back to the community. So then the idea came, won't you bless 100 families with turkeys, at least 100 families,
okay.
possibly more. So on that date, we're going to feed people. I want to feed between 250 to 500 people free food, hamburgers, hot dogs, as well as transitioning from that into the turkey giveaway.
Now, let me ask you real quick, because it's saying that it's November 18th and 19th. So both days are going to be turkey giveaway, or is one day going to be the free food and the next day the turkey giveaway? How is it going to happen?
The 18th will be the free food and the turkey giveaway.
Okay.
And then the 19th will continue the turkey giveaway after the unity service on Sunday.
Okay.
So we'll load a U-Haul up full of turkeys. We're going to ride through the streets where we're going to be walking, and we're going to love on the people, and we're going to raise a U-Haul up and just start handing turkeys out to families.
And you're just randomly handing out turkeys?
Well, it's going to be structured. It's going to be, we'll have a turkey table. that when they get there, they'll be able to fill out a brief information form so we can track it, because we don't want one family leaving with four turkeys.
Right.
So we want to make sure we give everybody a turkey if possible. Some people are going to, you know, not going to get one, because when you give out, when you're out, you're out. So, but I want to try to bless as many as I possibly can. My goal is at least 100. If I can get 200 turkeys, that'd be great. But we're shooting for at least 100.
What's the average cost of a turkey?
Average cost of a turkey is between $12 and $15, depending on the size. If you get real big, you're probably looking at about $20 to $25.
Okay. So the Rise Up Weekend is next weekend, or this upcoming weekend, the 18th and the 19th. There's going to be a turkey giveaway and a Unity March. Now, where are you meeting at to march?
The 29th Street Gym is where we'll assemble. The assembly will take place at 10:30, and then we'll begin the march at 11.
So is this the, now, is this the first year? Is it the second year? What's?
This is the first year for the walk. This is the first year for the walk. We've done a food giveaway. This is to be like the second year for the food giveaway. Last year we did food and turkeys. This year we're just focusing primarily on turkeys.
Okay. And what is usually the response of the families when they receive the turkeys and things like that? And why do you choose to do something like this?
The response, to see them, how happy they are just to get a bag of food,
right,
and a turkey. It's priceless. Mm-hmm. So that gives me joy. I love to bless people and see families blessed, especially those who don't have what we have, right, you know. So just to give them a turkey, you may think it's not much, but it's a lot, you know, because the truth of the matter is some families just don't have enough to have a Thanksgiving dinner. So it blesses me to bless people, you know.
Okay. Now, I see a website here, www.revampmylife.org.
Yes, sir.
What's on that site?
On that site, that's our church website, Revamp Church website. But on that site, you'll be able to, it's a form for volunteers. Mm-hmm. You can go on that site, you can click the link, and you can fill out a form if you're going to be a volunteer. Submit that form, and we can track all of our volunteers for that day.
Well, our listeners that are not internet savvy, do you have a telephone number they can call?
Yes.
And we just want to remind you while we're getting a number for you, this is an initiative by the Revamp My Life Church, right?
Yeah, Revamp Church, yes, sir.
The Revamp Church, and this is Pastor Mays, and it's the Rise Up Weekend, which is an opportunity for everyone to get involved, to get engaged, to help some families that are in need, and also to work together as a community to address the crime problem we have here. As a matter of fact, I think it was just this past week there was another murder off of Manchester Expressway, and so you know, we're seeing too many deaths, too many young folks dying, and too many young folks going to jail for killing someone.
Right.
And we gotta try some creative ways to tap into what the problem is.
Exactly.
And see if we can identify the issue. And you can't identify the issue sitting in the comfort of your living room talking about it.
That's right.
You gotta get down in the weeds with it. You gotta get down in the trenches and figure out exactly what's going on.
That's right. That's right. That's true. And somebody asked me, after the march, what's going to happen? That's a good question. I believe that you can't just have a march or a walk and be done and expect to see a change, because mm-hmm. we've had a lot of those in the city. There has been marches, there have been walks, but there has to be a follow-up plan. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the follow-up plan after the march? And the strategy and the plan that I have come up with is, after the march, then I want to go to one middle school a month, and I don't want to be hands-on with the students. I want to be present there to show my concern and love, because I said something today that I talked about how we deal with the surface of the problem, but if you're going to see change, you got to deal with the root of the problem.
You got to deal with the root.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there has to be a solution that deals with the root. So my thing is, it's one thing to be a part of the solution, but it's another thing to be a part of something that's going to take care of the root of the problem.
Right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Rise Up Weekend, this upcoming weekend, November 18th and 19th. We'll get the number from
yes.
you.
Yes, it's 706-940-3729.
706-940-3729. 3729. Yes. Call if you got questions. Again, it's this weekend, November 18th and 19th. There's going to be a turkey giveaway and a Unity March. Now, Saturday is going to be the free food and the start of the turkey giveaway. So yes, everything is going to start at around 11 a.m. Yes, at the 29th Street Gym. And then Sunday, you're going to pick up the turkey giveaway again. That's going to start at 10:30 a.m. And it's going to be a revamped church. Right. Right?
That's right.
All right. Well, Pastor B. Mays, we truly appreciate you coming in on Sunday Conversation. And definitely thank you for putting on this Rise Up Weekend. It's definitely needed in the city.
Thank you all for having me. Thank you for the opportunity. It's an honor to be on.
All right.
Thank you, Pastor Mays.
Thank you.
Really?
I appreciate you.
That's yes, how you going
to I know it's the Teddy Reese show.
I appreciate
it.
Oh, Pastor, don't get me in trouble. Please don't get me in trouble.
You know what? More Sunday Conversation on the way with Janae Renee.
And Teddy Reese.
I think y'all to switch that around to be Teddy Reese and Jay Renee.
You think
so? We're going to try that. More conversation on the way with Teddy Reese.
Mm-mm. Welcome back to Sunday Conversation. It's Janae Renee.
This is Teddy Reese.
Or should we say
Teddy Reese
and Janae Renee?
That's it.
Maybe we can go back and forth every other week.
That's going to get confusing. Like, I ain't got time for all that.
We can handle it. You know what I'm saying? Well, thank you again to Pastor Mays for coming in and talking about his Rise Up Weekend, which is taking place this weekend, this Saturday and Sunday. If you can be a part of it, please join them over at 29th Street Gym and then at Revamp Church.
And I think it's so amazing what they're doing, you know, to try to address community issues and feed the community at the same time. Especially a community, you may have a family wondering, you know, where am I going to get my turkey for Thanksgiving? Or how am I going to get my turkey for Thanksgiving? So it's great that they're doing that, and I just think it's so amazing.
The thing that I find, and we were talking about before we introduced him earlier, we were talking about the On the Table events that happened around the Tri-City this past Tuesday, November 7th, and I was telling you who a lot of the people in my group, they discussed things for the youth. But what I will say is everyone there seemed to genuinely want to improve Columbus. Yeah. Like, find a solution to everything that's going on, whether it's the poverty, whether it's the homelessness, whether it's the gangs, whether it's the youth. Like, they genuinely want it. I mean, if you just have
people... The joblessness, all of it.
The fact that people came out and took the time out of their day to come, you know, and have these discussions. Like, we had someone in our group who worked for the city of Columbus, but he didn't want to go to theirs. He said, I know what my coworkers are thinking and what the mindset. I want to come out and hear what someone else thinks a solution is for things going on in the city. So I like that. What we just need to figure out is what do we do next? And just like Pastor May said, even after the turkey giveaway of the march, it's not over. Yeah. It's like, what's the next step?
How do we capture that? And how do we take some of the things that we heard and move forward with it? In which, you know, it was such a wonderful city initiative. And you know, hindsight is 2020, but I kind of wish we could have at least audio recorded every conversation.
You know, I say yes and no. And you know, sometimes people are not as candid when they're being recorded. You know, they want to feel, well, I'm not sure how the one you went to were, but the one I went to, it got really personal. I mean, it went into race and everything.
That should be recorded. How do we assure we're going to address the issues and pick up some of those possible solutions? And I know people are supposed to do surveys and things of that nature, but you oftentimes miss it.
you know, well, especially because to me, some of the most important parts were the it was the approach mm-hmm. to the issues, how we got to a point to where we're talking about race with four white people in the room and six black people in the room, and it's a comfortable conversation.
Right.
It's like we were there and we were like, how did we get here? Mm-hmm. You know, because race is such a taboo subject. People don't know how to ease into it. And even the whole conversations about the youth, right. You know, a lot of people are concerned about the youth. Some people, you know, knew they had all the solutions and things of that nature. And one session I was in, I was so impressed. There was a young lady who was a senior at Kendra High School.
Okay.
And she was in the session with us. And I had missed the introductions because I was a tad bit late coming from another on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had no idea she was a high school student until she said it like towards the end of the conversation. And I just had to stop the conversation and tell this young lady how impressed I was with her. Mm-hmm. Her ability to have a professional and structured conversation with adults,
mm-hmm.
her knowledge and in-depthness of some of the things that we were talking about, her grasp of issues and understanding where they lie. And I was just totally impressed. I was like, wow. You know, and it benefited us to have her in the room,
right,
to hear her perspective.
That is one of the biggest things that we talked about, or I've discussed personally with people, is we can talk at the youth mm-hmm. every day, all day. But if you don't get right there in their face and one, listen to them, but genuinely have a conversation and listen to their concerns, because they're young, but they mm-hmm. have concerns and they need to be heard. And I think so much of the time adults talk at the teens and they talk at them instead of listening to what they want to talk about. And one of the things I think that a lot of us should do, like we say, what's going to happen after, I think we have to all do self-accountability. Mm-hmm. Like, we can have all of these open conversations within groups, but then it's like, what are you going to do to keep the momentum going? What's the next step for you? Yes, as a group and as a city, yes. But then as an individual, what are you going to do next?
Well, you know, Jenny, I think that's part of the problem that we have with the city and leadership as a whole, too, is that we have too many folks that want to talk at. They want to talk mm-hmm. at the youth. They want to talk at parents not properly raising their children. They want to talk at the gang bangers. They want to talk at the murderers. You know, they want to talk at the drug dealers. And approach is so important. You know, as I shared with my group, you know, with the nonprofit work that I did for almost 5 years with Georgia Appleseed, I think a part of my success at being effective was the fact that I built relationships with folks. I didn't show up as the smart attorney with the suit on. I came in blue jeans and t-shirts and tennis shoes, and, you know, and I stood on the corner and we talked. Yeah, they could relate to me, and we built trust and we built relationships. And so that was so critical and so key. And it's basically the same concept of community policing, which a lot of people feel we need here in Columbus, a viable community policing program that's adequately funded, you know, that gives officers time to, again, go into communities, park that cruiser, and go have a cup of coffee with Mrs. Williams. Mm-hmm. Go sit down on the front lawn and talk to Mr. Jesse while he's raking his yard. You know,
a guy in our on the table group, his son was a cop, and he said he had to tell his son, wave. You ride down the street, because people were saying they don't see the cops waving to the people, anybody in the neighborhood anymore. Yeah. And he said his son told him that they don't have the time. They take, you know, about 18 calls, and they are looking down at the computer the whole time and trying to drive. And he was like, well, make the time. It don't take no time to wave your hand at somebody that's standing outside.
Right.
You know, learn the people that are in the neighborhood you are patrolling. Build a trust with them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And so it was a breaking moment when we talked about in one session I was in that we got to realize those are individuals too. Those are people.
Yeah.
And the same respect that you want is the same respect that they would want. They may find themselves in a down situation, but they are still people. Mm-hmm. They're still people. And oftentimes there are reasons behind someone's behavior that we have to address. And so We talked about a lot of things. You know, the subject came up of future leadership for Columbus. You know, that what we have right now is not going to last forever. And are we adequately preparing young people for the next level? You know, we talked about the need for economic development, how right now West Georgia has the highest unemployment rate in the state of Georgia. And when you break that down by race, the disparity is even greater. You know, if you look at the number of African Americans that are unemployed versus, you know, the number of Caucasians or the number of Hispanics, it's extremely high. And so when we hear nationally that, oh, unemployment is going down, for us here in Columbus, it's still a challenge. And people see that and people know that. And it was so refreshing that folks are willing to come and sit down and talk about those things and reflect on those things and talk about how do we move forward? How do we get viable solutions? And there were conversations everywhere from Broadway everywhere. To Blue Cross Blue Shield. I mean, all over the city and all types of neighborhood, the churches, mm-hmm. you know, here at Davis Broadcasting.
Right, we hosted three of them. So that to me shows how the community really, they are concerned mm-hmm. and they really want to find a solution. You know, and one guy
and that concept was creative. That concept was very creative.
It started in Chicago, right?
It did. It started in Chicago, in Cook County. It was very creative, and it's something that we all could do on a simple basis.
Yeah, I mean, we can do a Sunday conversation.
Yeah.
Open table, you know, on the table. We can do something like that. I think the main thing is the conversation needs to continue. One of the men who came to our group basically said he came because he didn't want to be that person that sits around all the time talking about what needs to be changed, mm-hmm. but never go and express it. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to be that person saying nothing is going to change. He wanted to come out. He wanted to come out and express his concerns and really find a solution. Another man said, you know, I talk about things going on in the community all the time. I really don't have much to say, but I'm coming out to listen. And then before he left at the end, he said what he wanted to say. But he literally came the whole time and listened.
In your opinion, what was the big difference between on the table and when we have community meetings and the room is like almost empty? What was the big difference? What do you think drew them out this time? And how can we tap into that so that when we continue to address issues
in the future? Now, who's at the head of the community meetings?
Various people. Various people. Sometimes they're religious leaders. Sometimes they're community leaders. You know.
I think for this, because it was so spread out, it gave people the opportunity to go to their comfort zone.
Oh, that's a good point.
Whereas you had some people who came to us because we were a radio station.
Right.
They're comfortable. They listen every day.
Right.
You know, they may not have felt they'll be judged. I think it was they had options to go to their comfort zone, and they may not want to be in a room with that particular person that was hosting. They had options.
They had options.
They can go to the museum. They can come options. Here. They can go to the Urban League. They can go to a church. They can go. It was because it was so mm-hmm. spread out throughout mm-hmm. the city. They got to choose where they wanted to go and what time they wanted to go. And I think that's what it was. I think it was more because they had a choice of where they wanted to go.
And it was awesome that, you know, so many different employers and the city and everyone else got engaged. And, you know, they even had them in the housing units here in Columbus. And it was just, you know, it was a beautiful event that I hope we don't forget about.
Yeah, and I don't think that we will. I think that people were excited about it. I know one place had tea time on the table. Mm-hmm. So I think people were getting creative. That was another thing that brought people out too, just to see the different, you know, different things or environments where they can go to.
Right.
But I think everyone who hosted one, I think that they're looking forward to the next one.
Right. And, you know, I was in a session where a good friend of mine and a great leader here in the city and a great mentor of mine, Cedric Hill, was there. And he said, you know, if you look at this historically, this is what so many of our ancestors fought for,
mm-hmm.
to be at the table,
mm-hmm.
to be where the decisions are made, to be where your voice can be heard, to be where your feelings can be considered, to be where your knowledge would be respected, to be where your voice would be listened to. Yeah. And that
and
was
the conversations
just,
were real. I'm not sure how your session, the ones you went to, but I can say for in the beginning of my On the Table, it was kind of, you know, reserved. Yeah. And it took one person to kind of break the ice and say, okay, well, I came to have a real conversation. Mm-hmm. This is how I feel. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I think once that was open, people felt a comfortable environment to be real. And that's what the whole thing, and I was talking to a few people after the On the Table, and I said, for me, even when we do Stop the Violence and Stop the Music and stuff like that, if the conversation is not real, I don't want to be a part of it.
Right.
Because people can, people know BS, especially the youth.
Yes.
So if you cannot be real with them and be honest with them, there's no need to have a conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think that was a big thing too. I know my conversation got real, and I appreciated that, and people got some things off their chest that they wanted to express.
And you know, and I think this was something of the, we needed something of this nature for Columbus, because the model wanted conversations to be from 60 to 90 minutes, but you know, from people that I'm talking to that attended, they were going 2 and 3 hours.
Was 2.5.
Man. You know, and no one wanted to go. Mm-hmm. Like, people wanted to sit there and continue to talk about the issues and the challenges. And this is where we build awareness.
Right.
This is where we build consensus. This is how we identify real problems and obtainable solutions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I was in corporate America, we had this concept called the voice of the customer. That's how we found out what we really need. We had to listen to the voice of the customer. So we would go talk to our frontline employees, those that got the call when it came in, to figure out, you know, what are our challenges? What's holding you up from finishing this call quickly and things of that nature? We can't solve problems, again, like I stated earlier, sitting on our couch in our living room or sitting around, you know, a campfire with our friends.
Right.
We have to go to where the problems are, and we have to be able to touch, feel, observe, acknowledge, just really analyze the issues, and make a solid decision and produce solid solutions on how we resolve that.
Yeah.
And you can't do that without genuine interaction.
I agree.
It takes genuine interaction.
I agree. And we've talked about this before on the show, having some people in the community come on Sunday Conversation, like just straight, just off the street, just come on and have a conversation with us and let us know what you're concerned about. We want to get it on the airwaves, and we want to be able to talk to you and touch, you know, touch our listeners who really have something to be concerned about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've said it before, you can email us your suggestions. You can let us know if you want to come on by emailing sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com. sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com. And Teddy, we got a number now. So you can call 706-507-7330.
What's that number again?
706-507-7330. Leave us a message. Let us know you want to come on the show, what you want to talk about. If it's something that we haven't touched on Sunday Conversation, we're open to topics and things like that, because we can't catch everything. So, you know, there's some things that we see and things that we don't that are affecting the community. And we would love to definitely get it on Sunday Conversation.
And these On the Table conversations opened my eyes to so much more that we're challenged with as a community that we're not discussing, and we need to be discussing more than just 2 hours with On a Table chat. It needs to be a continuous discussion to continuously raise awareness.
Continuous discussion and then action.
And action. Afterward. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. And action.
All right. Well, great conversation. We can go ahead and wrap it up right here. Yeah. Thank you again to Pastor Mays, and of course to everyone. I can't remember everyone who came out to the On the Table, but just to the Tri-City for stepping up, because I think the city definitely stepped up and made, you know, that a success, On the Table. So I can't wait for them to bring the event back again, and we're going to continue the conversation, start it, finish it, talk about it. We're just going to do what we need to do to do our part. And
absolutely,
yeah, we appreciate you tuning in every Sunday, because people who listen to the show, they come up to me and tell me, one of my People, he came in, he said, you know what, I'm just fans of you and Teddy's. I said, Teddy's too? You're fan of
Teddy's? Don't hate him.
He said, he came.
I got enough haters out there already. I don't need no more.
I said, Teddy Reese too? No, but he did. That was one of the reasons why.
I have a lot of people that love me.
That was one of the reasons, I think that was the reason why he came to that particular one, the one I was hosting. Yeah. And the first thing he said to me was like, I'm a big fan of yours and Teddy's.
Well, good stuff.
We definitely appreciate people.
We appreciate all of our listeners. And remember, this show is for you. This is your show. This is to discuss issues that plague our community and issues that you want to bring to the forefront for us to discuss. Janae and I are not paid entertainers. You know, we're not just making up stuff to keep you entertained for a short period or just to be heard. You know, we really want to get to the root of challenges here in our community. And one of the sessions I ran, this young lady said, you know, we understood as a community the concept that it takes a village to raise a child. Well, our village is broken, and we need to fix it. And so this is how we're going to fix it, and this is how we do our part. So thank you.
All right. Great way to end the show, Teddy. Another Sunday in the can.
Yes, it is.
It's a pleasure.
Always.
All right. It's been Sunday Conversation with Janae Renee.
And Teddy Reese.
Talk to you next week.
Take care.